today.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Coming up in another 10 minutes, are you ready to nail the score? Week 8 in the NFL. I have a good feeling that somebody has a shot at it. Well, all of you have a shot at it, but I have a feeling somebody's going to do it. The prize closet is bursting open. You'd have bragging rights. Yeah, it's huge. You'll feel good if you win this prize. And I don't know. I think the bragging rights are equally as cool. Because then you can forever go around and say, I nailed the score. I nailed the score. I tried and I tried and I tried and I finally nailed the score. It's not like horseshoes. You just have to hit it on the head. That's why we call it nail the score. So our supercomputer at the fully loaded mothership in Minneapolis will be rolled in momentarily. I think a couple of the guys are starting to pull that in to help Matt out. So once that's set up in our next segment, we'll let it fly and we'll see who the game of the week is, or what the game of the week is, I guess is the correct way to say that. I have no idea. I am not privy to that information, but I am privy to this information. As somebody who is traveling during the Thanksgiving holiday, as many of you may be, to go see someone somewhere, family members, whatever, you better get ready for some pat downs, or you have to play Let's Make a Deal. Do I want to be a victim of the enhanced pat-down, or do I want to be x-rayed? Yep, and does it make you feel safer? See, that's the key thing. So the TSA is saying that passengers should continue to expect an unpredictable mix of security layers that include explosive trace detection, advanced image technology, canine teams, among other things. But now the hands-on procedures have gotten maybe to the point where they've gone a little bit too far. Let's just picture yourself, if you can, for a moment. Your face is not eating the floor at the airport, but you are standing there while somebody is taking their hands and they're running their hands along your inner thigh. In fact, there was a woman recently who had no trouble telling CNN about her experience when she was patted down at the Orlando airport. And part of the reason is because she's a CNN employee. So Rosemary Fitzpatrick said when she went to the airport in Orlando on Wednesday night, her underwire bra set off a magnetic meter. So she was taken to a private area, searched with transportation screening officers, telling her the pat-down was a new procedure. A female screener ran her hands around her breasts, over her stomach, her butt, her inner thighs, and touched her crotch. Ooh, think that little pat-down from that TSA person had any idea? Did they have any idea that this would make national news? Because, oops, she works for CNN, but they don't care. You know what? This is the sad part. I mean, really, honestly, sad thing. This is a woman who works for CNN. She knows what's going on, hears the news stories, all that stuff. So she's not thinking about it. She probably heard the news story, oh, enhanced techniques. She says that when she left the checkpoint, she said she felt helpless, she felt violated, she felt humiliated. And she particularly objected to the fact that she wasn't warned about it because that was Wednesday. So she was fuming. She sent an email about her experiences to the TSA. That goes in the trash. And said that they need to get the word out so that travelers know their rights. So just so all of you know, this is exactly what's going to happen. If you show up, it truly is, let's make a deal. Because you don't know what's going to happen. They're telling you that. That it could be anything. It's unpredictable. And this is the thing. I mean, who are getting these pat downs? Who are the people? These are not the terrorists, the ones that could still get through because they have cards to get them in the back door of the airport so they can board a plane a different way. Give me a break with this. Ridiculous. Anyway, here are some thoughts from some other travelers, if you will, on the whole TSA pat-down deal.
I just don't want to be violated.
I was thinking, ooh, I don't like that.
Yeah, so then your other choice is the pat-down procedures, they say, resolve the alarms that happen when you walk through metal detectors. So now that means that you could also be randomly screened. And the idea is, or supposedly the idea is from TSA, is if somebody's got, you know, somebody's got something to hide, we're going to find it. And the CNN woman did. She had an underwire in her bra. So I guess some women, I'm saying this seriously, are going to just go braless. What are you going to do? Because that's how they make them, guys. That's how they make a lot of them. And that's something that you don't want to have to go through, be pulled away. At least in her case, at least they pulled her away and she was in a room. But because she was in the room, and she said the woman was professional, she got that kind of a pat down. Oh, just brutal. Just brutal. I can't tell you how I am not looking forward to flying to, yes, Orlando, because I'm going to the Orlando airport in a couple of weeks. So I'll be taking notes. I'll get out that flip video, and I'll send it back, and we'll put it on AmericaTonight.net. All right, we move from the violation of the TSA to how the Texas Rangers feel violated, and the San Francisco Giant fans feel elated. They didn't even need the pot smoke that was kind of wall-to-wall through the stadium, apparently, to get them high because the players did it. They shut down the Texas Rangers in Game 2 of the World Series. Take a listen.
He swings here and he belts one. Deep to left field. Down the line. Way back there. Adios! A home run for Edgar Renteria. Swing a drive into the gap in right center field. That's into the wide open spaces. It's going to roll all the way out to the 421 marker. Uribe scores. Renteria comes around third. He scores. It's a stand-up triple for Aaron Rowand. And the Giants have turned this one into a laugher big time. 8-0. And for the second game in a row, the Giants have a 6-run inning against the Rangers.
Wow, 9-0 the final score. So they have a 2-0 edge. Now it goes back to Texas for three games. The big bats slumped. And, hey, you got to give credit to the pitcher for the Giants. Matt Kane looked really, really good. He pitched a great game, and that's the thing. So the Giants ate their lunch. That's exactly what they did. So the Fall Classic hasn't really, to be honest, been that exciting to watch. So far the ratings have been okay, but there's no edge of your seat kind of stuff happening. Hopefully it's going to be edge of your seat when we go to nail the score, when we randomly choose our computer, that game of the week. I don't know which one it's going to be, but I know you can participate. Let me throw out the numbers. I think you know them by now, right? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Nail the scores next.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also, also on super sale. Olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources, Precious Metals Brokers, and my phone number is 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then perhaps it's time for a change. You have the opportunity to make a change in November by voting, and the opportunity to make a change in your financial security today by calling me, Dwayne Daly. Get the stability and peace of mind that you deserve with gold and silver, a form of wealth protection for 5,000 years. As the inflation pinch becomes tighter and the dollar continues to devalue, while stocks remain iffy at best, stop the bleeding with precious metals. Metals will let you retain your purchasing power, protect your assets, and stop inflation the day you get in. I have many different ways to accomplish this, from metals for possession to IRA rollovers, tax-free, and everything in between. So if you would like to turn your scrambled nest egg into a souffle, call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237, extension 115. 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are ready for a change, please call Dwayne Daly.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Once again, here we are poised for the big nail to score deal. Could it be the Jags and the Cowboys? The Cowboys are 1-5. I don't think so. I hope not, and I don't care about Jacksonville. No offense. Cool place to go and visit, but the team doesn't interest me, especially this season. The Dolphins are 3-3. The Bungles are 2-4. Let's hope it's not that game. I'm fascinated by the Jets. I think it's because I got all caught up in Rex Reed, who were trying to get on the show. Rex Ryan, by the way, and I think we're going to have some luck with that. I don't know what week it's going to be, but the Jets are trying to set up a conversation, so that would be really cool. But it's not going to, I don't think it's going to be the Jets either. So without further ado, let's let it rip here on Nail the Score. I didn't see this one coming, that's for sure. All right, so we have to go all the way to Monday night. It's at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, Indiana. The Texans versus the Colts. Matt Schaub taking on Peyton Manning. They didn't really take on each other, but the two quarterbacks. So Schaub or Manning. Boy, Houston, there's been a lot of excitement this season over the Texans. But you look at the Colts, and it's a home game. Could that stadium be any louder? Oh, have you ever gone to that stadium? You feel like your head is going to blow off the top of your body. I'm serious. Those fans are so, so loud. And, yeah, all these guys play in crowd noise, and they get used to it, and they even practice with it and all that sort of stuff when they know there's a particularly loud opposing crowd that's going to be there. And there's just part of me that wants to say the Texans will do this. But the Texans, if we went back in history, would have to look at some numbers. They're looking for their first win in 9 tries at Indianapolis on a Monday night, no less. So they haven't done very well in the AFC South. I'm going to say it's going to be the Colts in this one, and I actually like the score to be 34-27. So I'm going with the Colts. How about the rest of you? 800-259-5791. This time around, Matt Johnson pulled a like triple, quadruple overtime, I think, shift at the mothership. So he's been around this whole week, and Matt's here for Nail the Score this time around. So Matt, you're a huge football fan. What do you think?
I'm going to go with the upset special. I think with a couple of receivers being out for Peyton Manning and the Houston Texans finally seeming to get it going and getting it together, I'm going to take the Texans 27-21, the upset special. I think Andre Johnson, Matt Schaub, Arian Foster, they got it going on right now in Houston. So I'm going to take it and have the Texans finally get over the hump and beat the Colts.
All right, so he's going with the Texans. I'm going with the Colts. I liked his reasons. You know, he's right. There's a couple of receivers out, so how much of a difference does that make? And, of course, the Texans have been on a much better roll lately, but I go a little bit with the history and the crowd and all that, so we'll see. We'll see. Let's take a few. You might have a different perception on this whole deal here on this game, but I think it's going to be a fun Monday night game nonetheless. Tom in Kansas is our leadoff man. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Kate. I'm going to go a bit out on a limb here and say Houston 27-24.
Ooh, 27-24. You agree with Matt, and you could be right. I think it's going to be close. We'll see if Matt Schaub has the game of his life in Indianapolis.
Okay, you have a good weekend.
All right, you too, Tom. You take care. Let's go to Texas and our man Dan. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Kate. A side note, as a former mammary gland massage therapist, I think I'm going to get a job with those screeners.
That you'd probably be good. I mean, you know what you're doing, right? Probably more than the clumsiness of the TSA person.
Well, I have had practice.
There you go.
Okay. I think I'm going to go with Indianapolis and take
27-23. All right. So 27-23, not a bad guess. You and I are on the same side of this. We'll see if Peyton Manning has the solid game, the crowd's into it.
You have a good weekend.
I think their defense will be there. Thanks, Dan. And what happens with that offensive line? How about Dale in Illinois? Yo, Dale, what's happening?
Hey, hi, Kate.
Hello.
I'm going to go 27-14 Colts. They got their offensive problems, but I think they'll probably win in Indianapolis.
Yes, it's hard to go against them there. And, you know, you can throw out statistics all you want, but the Colts at home, especially against this team, have been so solid. Maybe, you know, who knows? We'll see. It'll be fun to watch.
I'll look forward to getting all those gifts.
All right, we'll see. Dale, if you nail the score, thanks. I love that confidence of Dale. He always makes me laugh. So 27-14. I saw maybe it was ESPN or Fox or someone. You know, there's a gazillion. This is how popular sports is. I mean, there's a gazillion. Maybe I'm exaggerating, but there's a lot of sports shows where you have ex-athletes mixed with some other sportscasters, and they break down the game. They go through a week 8, and they analyze the snot out of it. Half the time they're wrong, but they do have the numbers and talk about what's going on. And one of the predictions I saw was that the Texans would win, and it would still be close, but it would be 28-23. 28-23. How about that? All right. See what some of you have to say. I'd love to have somebody win this thing. Let's move to Joe in Kentucky. Hey, Joe.
Hello, Katie. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing good, too. I'm going to go with the Colts, 24-20.
All right, 24-20. So another tight game, though. You think it comes down to a boot or something like that? We'll see.
All right.
Thanks. Have a good weekend. Charlie in Kentucky, you're up next. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Kate. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How about you? You sound wide awake.
Oh, we just got off work. I was dying to get out here because I really blew it. I won the game last week, but I didn't come close on the score. So, but I'm undefeated this season so far, as far
good.
As calling the winning team. But I'm going to have to say the Colts, I like them, and I really, really liked your score. I think you could maybe even be closer than me, but I'm going to go with 31-27 Colts. And remember, Jacob Tammy from Kentucky will be starting instead of Dallas Clark this week.
Yeah, you're right. We had Clark, and people are just looking at Clark. They're not thinking of, okay, who's coming in, but you're right. That's. I'm glad you said that. Thank you. Good luck. Wonder if he ran for his car. Wonder how fast Charlie ran to get into the car. He might not even be in the car. He might have just made that call outside. Okay, that's all my buddies down to the plant in Georgetown in Kentucky. That sounds like a fun crew down there. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. I want to mention this because I was remiss. I didn't say this at the beginning, and I think most of you know this. If you can't get through on the phone lines or you want to just email me the score, you can do that. Send it to americatonight.net. Here's one from Brooks. He says, Kate, I think this is going to be a blow-the-doors-off game. Seriously, I'm predicting 45-27. Oof, 45-27. That's a lot of offense in that game. Where's the defense? That's what I would say. Where is that defense? These guys need some rest. We have another one here. It's from Annie T. She says, T is for touchdown. I think we're going to see a lot of them, and I'm going to nail the score. I like the Texans. What was that guy saying about upset special? I think it's going to be an upset special, too, and everybody's going to be talking about this game, and it's a Monday night game, so it's isolated. I like the Texans to win it by a score of 43-21. Wow, that's a big spread there. Could happen. Stranger things have happened. Like I said, you know, it's a paralysis by analysis. You can overanalyze the game. You can look at a whole bunch of different ways that the Colts could fall off of track or that the Texans could just have an incredible game. Shouldn't say incredible. They should have a solid game anyway. I mean, these two teams are very familiar with each other. Let's not forget that. All right, more of Nail the Score coming up as we turn the page.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze-Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze-Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods, and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256. Or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Your vehicle will have more horsepower,
30% or more.
Your vehicle will run smoother, quieter, and more efficiently,
like a high-performance sports car.
And you will save money on gas
when you use EDGE.
When you want to save at the pump and help clear up our skies, get EDGE, Environmental Device Gas Efficiency. This message started with bold claims,
and we can back up every one.
Go to QuickEDGE.com to learn more now.
Spelled KWIKEDGE.com.
EDGE is a revolutionary, easy, and inexpensive new energy delivery system that can lower auto emissions within minutes. Many drivers who use EDGE have experienced an increase in their vehicle's fuel economy.
And it lasts for 3 years.
Make a difference in the world environment starting with your vehicle and get an unconditional money-back guarantee when you buy the EDGE at QuickEDGE.com or call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278. Or go to KWIKEDGE.com.
Another fine quality product from Energetic Interactions.
Ah, we're nailing the score, and this music is for all of you. Calling in from Kentucky. You wait so long for Nail the Score. You know, and that band is performing live in our studio. That's the lengths that Matt Johnson goes to make this show sound good. Somehow he got that band to come in from a gig they were doing in downtown Minneapolis just to play for all of you listening to this show. All right, let's go to Clarence in Kentucky. Hey, Clarence.
Hello, how you doing?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Oh, pretty good.
Good. Who do you think wins this?
Oh, I'd say Colts.
And what's
27-20.
27-20. That's a pretty good one. So, Colts it is, my friend. I've got you locked and loaded. We'll see if you nail the score.
All right. Have a nice night.
You too. Have a nice weekend. Trey in Kentucky, our horseman. Hey, Trey.
Hey, Kate. How you been?
I got to tell you, I went to see that biopic, Secretariat.
Yeah.
It was pretty good, only because I like horses. And you would get it because you like horses. So, you know, it's pretty good from that perspective. It gets you kind of psyched up for the Breeders' Cup. I just wanted to say that.
Cool. All right, good. I ain't seen it yet. I've been too busy. We got sick horses everywhere, so.
Aww. That's no fun.
Got colds and flus, and it's crazy. Well, Clarence took my pick, but what was Matt's pick?
Matt's pick was Texans would win it 27-21.
All right, I'll take the opposite. Just okay. Same score, Colts won it.
27-21, Colts. You got it.
All righty.
All right, take care of the sick horses. Have a good weekend.
You too now, Kate.
All right, that's tough when you got sick horses, boy. That's you're there a lot in those barns trying to do whatever you can. I'm sure Trey's obviously doing that. Rick in Illinois, we're going to squeeze him in the middle of these Kentucky boys. Hey, Rick.
Hey, Kate, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I was robbed last week. Miami won that game.
I know, that was a crazy game.
I know how Al Gore feels when Bush stole the election.
Yeah. There was no hanging chads, though, in that one. There was video evidence, however.
Okay. Texas, 24, Indy, 13.
Ooh, 24-13. Another yeah, Texans pick.
Well, that way the Cowboys fans have something to root for.
Oh, I don't think so, my friend. You know what's happening in Cowboy Land? People are giving their tickets to other people. They're selling them.
Yeah, they all have to root for Texas now. Texas.
That's
Texas.
Right. You got to change their stripes for sure. Hey,
and
Rick.
The Rangers,
and what about the Rangers?
They'll have to root for Texas football because the baseball ain't gonna win nothing. Looks like. So they had to all root for the Texas football team.
Yeah, but if they're rooting for the Rangers, I think that's going to be tough, too. I mean, it's looking like the Giants could almost sweep them at this point. We'll see what happens when they come to Arlington, but I wouldn't have a lot of faith in it. They are not having a good time at the so far in this party called the World Series. Rick, have a great weekend. Let's move from Rick to Ken in Kentucky. Hello, Ken.
Hey, Kate. Happy Friday.
Hey, you too. I love Friday.
I'm going to have to – my girlfriend's from Indy, and she is a huge Colts fan. So I'm going to have to go against her. I'm going to have to go with the Texans 24-21.
I love that.
I'll hear about it.
24-21. And if you nail the score, we're going to send you this piece of tape so you can play it for her over and over again.
Oh, yeah. That'll be all I'll need.
All right, so you're going against her, so that gives you a reason to watch the football game together. That'd be fun.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
She's a rabid Colts fan. I mean, rabid Colts fan.
Right.
Oh, she lived in Indianapolis nearly all of her life. So. Yeah.
I understand that, so she's got the home thing going on. I got you.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Ken. Well, you have fun watching that game.
Thanks, Kate. Have a good weekend.
You too. Take cover, by the way, if you do happen to hook up for the game. So we don't want any injury reports. You know that when you're a couple, when you've got your lady who is passionate about the opposite team that you're passionate about, that can kind of get interesting. I know some Yankee fans that won't date women who are not Yankee fans, and they're serious. And the women that they were dating were pretty good-looking women. They were willing to throw them under the bus for the Yankees. I don't understand that part. Dr. E would never do anything like that. He's listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Dr. E.
I sure would not, ma'am. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. And before we get started, I want to apologize for my sick jokes last Thursday night. Toyota is a great place to work. I was sitting in the break room with his number of stuff and was all laughing and just hurting to offend anybody.
You didn't offend anyone, don't worry.
Okay.
You were fine. When you said that, I thought, what is he talking about? So don't. It didn't even pop up on the radar, Dr. E. You're a gentleman.
Okay. All right, I appreciate that. But I tell you what, I'm going to do. I'm going to take Matt's score.
You're going to take. Okay, so you're going to take the Colts. You're going to take the Texans, 27-21.
27-21.
All right. You see, he likes that. He got the audience to applaud after you said that. So there
you
go. 27-21. Got it, Dr. E. We'll see what happens.
You have a great weekend.
You too. Have a fabulous weekend. Joseph is listening to us in the Bluegrass State. Hey, Joey, what's going on?
Hey, Kate.
Hey, are you okay? You sound like a tsunami is hitting you.
Nah, I'm making it. I was going to take the Texans 31 to 24.
31 to 24 Texans. We got you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Did you hear all that noise in the background? We could almost do a contest. What was the noise?
He's driving through a tornado.
It sounded like it did. It sounded like he was in Indonesia. I got scared for a second. It sounded like a wave pulling him back. Joseph, I hope you're all right. We're worried. So you guys leave us hanging. You know, we're just like we're shooting at the dark here, so we don't know. We're just assuming he's okay. Jim in Kentucky, you have the floor. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Kay, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing good. Hey, I'm going to take the Colts 21-17.
Let me make sure. 21-17. Colts. Okay, you own that score. It's yours.
All right.
21-17. You know, who knows? Because the defense, nobody's given any of these defenses any credit, so it's in Indy. I like it. I picked the Colts myself. We'll see.
All right.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Jim in Kentucky. Okay, we go from Jim in Kentucky to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don in Wyoming.
Hey, Kate in Dallas, Texas. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. What do you think? Who are you picking in these two teams?
Oh, it's in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Oh boy, I was thinking definitely the Texans, but Indy's pretty tough at home. Although they're missing a lot of guys, so Dallas Clark's out, Austin Collie's out. He's got a lot of weapons to throw to, but, you know, 28-24
Colts. 28-24
Colts. And by the way, Kate, I told you, you can't root for someone you hate and then expect to root against them. You see, I cannot believe these pumpkin heads are up 2-0. It's pathetic. You don't understand what's going to go on in the Bay Area, Kate. For years, the Hayes fans have been able to just laugh at the Giants because of 56 years, they can't win a World Series. And as soon as they win this thing, it's going to be like, oh, we've been winning them all the time, you know?
I know. I have friends that are on both sides of that. I used to live in California, and I went to see some A's games, and I went to see a couple of Giants games. And you're right, and there's no love lost between the two, and you're in the middle of that, so you completely understand what the meaning of it is. And there is no doubt it will be rough times for the Oakland fans if the pumpkin heads, as you say, win it. I don't know. Something's interesting about these fans. They're a little rough. They're a little. I heard from a friend of mine that's covering it from the Rangers, the nicest guy in the world, who actually used to live in San Francisco, that it's been kind of rough doing these live shots and stuff from the ballpark. I was kind of surprised by that, you know, San Francisco, what's going on there. So, and there was a big thing about because, you know, it's a different way of life with the pot, and they're voting on the Prop 19 about marijuana, but there's medical marijuana all over the place, and you can smoke a joint on the streets. Like, you can go near the Haight-Ashbury, you can go down in San Francisco, and the cops aren't going to go after anyone there. So apparently the smell of marijuana is all over the place. Like I said, something like it was wafting all over the place, I guess, in the stadium. Even the guy that I was referring to is covering this, is doing a live shot, and probably three different people came up and smoked joints behind him on the air. That'd be a little distracting, don't you think? They made jokes, actually, about that he might have a tough time getting back to his car. So 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. We're going to rifle off a few more when we come back. Got some on the email, too. We're going to go through that. You can send me your guests at americatonight.net. Stay with us.
Special announcement for our Renaissance Charge customers.
Have you ever wondered what it would take to make your car run on 100% electric power? What about making a motor into a generator? How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you money? Because you, our customers, asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Conference Workshop on November 13th and 14th at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but for the first time, you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Register now while there's still room left to participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy Tesla technology. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
All right, we're doing the nail to score thing. The Colts and the Texans. Indianapolis hosting Houston. Who do you think wins this one? 800-259-5791. We're going to rifle through a whole bunch of them. Let's go to Danny in Illinois. Hey, Danny, who do you like?
I'll take the Colts 24-17.
Wait, let's see. 24, I just got to make sure no one has it because we got so many people calling in here. 24-17. Danny, ding, 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 you own it. 24-17. Good luck.
Yep, thanks.
All right, perfect. Let's move on to Herschel in Missouri. Hello, Herschel.
Is that me? Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to take the Colts 27-24. There's someone has that already, don't they?
I'm looking because I thought someone took that, but 27-24. No, we have a Houston 27-24, but not a Colts 27-24.
Yeah. Okay.
So good luck. That's a good one.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Herschel. Have a good weekend. Mike is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Michael, who do you like in this game?
I like the Colts 31-17.
Okay, 31-17. Whoa, yeah, you like them to really put a hurt on them. I think a lot of people in Indianapolis would like to see that.
Yeah, I think the Indianapolis defense will step up and win this one.
Yeah, I think the defense is going to show up, too, although I did give the Texans credit for way more points than that. But I agree. Everybody's forgetting about the defense. Mike, thanks.
Thank you.
All right, we move to Lou in Missouri. Hey, Lou.
Hi, how are you? I'm going to go
26-20, Indianapolis in overtime.
Ooh, all right. Indy in overtime. We'll see, Lou. Yeah. Good luck.
All right,
I love overtime games, too, by the way. Rick D. in Kentucky. Lots of Ricks. Hey, Rick D.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm going to take the Colts.
37-27. All right, nice score. I said 34-27. So maybe you're going to be right. They're going to get those extra points. And if you do, you get the bragging rights. I know you'll be watching. Thanks, Rick.
Okay.
We move from Rick in Kentucky to Clifford in Missouri. Hey, Clifford.
Good morning, Kate. How are you this morning?
Fabulous. What do you think happens?
I think it's going to be 28-21 Colts.
28-21 Colts. Hey, good luck to you, Clifford. I know you'll be watching. You have a fabulous weekend.
Thank you.
We're going back to Kentucky. Richard in Kentucky. You're up. What's up, Richard?
Hey, kid from Joy Z. I'm calling. I'm going to take Colts 23-20.
23-20. I like that from Drewzy. That was good. You should call in with a Jersey accent. You got it down good. All right, 23-20. That's a good levity moment there. All right, 23-20 Colts. Thanks for the call, Richard. Rick in Kentucky. Rick, how are you?
Another Rick in Kentucky. How do you like that?
Do you know we have like 5 Ricks on the board? That's crazy.
Hey, I'll say this is Rick H. How's that?
All right, Rick H., Rick D. All right, Rick H., what do you think happens?
Oh, Colts going to take it for sure. I'm going to say 27-15.
Ooh, I love it, 27-15. So, again, giving credit to that defense like Mike did, thinking that, you know, they're not going to be able to score as much as other people are saying. Hey, good luck to you. I'm sure you'll be watching the game. We appreciate the phone call.
Oh, you bet. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, you have a fabulous weekend. We got college football, too. Imagine if we did this for college football. You get some crazy scores then. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. We still have time for a few more if you're trying to get in and you're frustrated. Don't be, because your score counts, just like your vote on November 2nd. So just keep trying, and we'll get you on. We have a couple of emails here, too. Brian Willing, yo, Brian, Texans, 41-38 over the Colts. Our pal Dave in Vermont, he's like this steady Eddie. He's always, I think the first time I did nail the score, he was one of the first people that emailed, maybe. 28-27 Texans. And then there's Izzy, who's picking the Colts, and she likes the Colts to win this. She says 26-17. So that's interesting. Just a little more than Jim in Kentucky. But I think it's going to be a pretty good game. I mean, I'll be watching. It's Monday Night Football. I still like Monday Night Football. It doesn't feel like how it used to feel. I know that sounds weird because I like the Sunday night game even a little bit better. But I do always watch. I watch as much football as I can. Alan in Kentucky, you have the floor. Alan, what do you think happens?
I like the Colts, 31-28.
Third way, let me make sure. Because you wouldn't believe how many people we have calling in, so I wanted to make sure. No, you got it. 31-28, you own it.
Busy tonight, huh?
Yeah, busy. It's nice. A lot of people playing nail the score. Good luck, Alan. Have a great weekend.
All right, thanks.
31-28, because there was Charlie in Kentucky who picked the Colts 31-27. It'd be funny if some of the guys in Kentucky happened to run into each other. Like, you know, like when you go to, like, your favorite watering hole and you're just watching a couple of games. Wouldn't that be funny if you're cheering and the guy next to you says, hey, you got some action on this? Yeah, on Nail the Score. And I've got bragging rights on the line and serious prizes. The prizes actually are really good. I wish I could win it. I'm sure Matt wishes that he could win it, but we're not eligible. All of you are eligible for the prizes, though, and it's been building up. Trust me, I'm serious. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. If you just tuned in, we're doing a little Nail the Score thing, the game of the week that was chosen by our computer. the Colts hosting the Texans. Who do you like, and what do you think the final score will be when it's all said and done? It's a big game because Peyton Manning certainly doesn't want to lose this one in front of the home crowd, and they haven't struggled with the Texans at home. But some of you have said, and you know, that the top two of the top receivers are out of this game for the Colts. How much does that matter for Peyton Manning? It does kind of create an opening in a way, game planning and strategy-wise for the Texans. And you know, the Texans have that magic ingredient. It's like they're, to me, they're playing fearless football. If you're the team that's not expected, like you're expected to be okay, or finally things are kind of clicking, and you're all the things that could have happened before are now starting to happen, the expectations, if you know what I mean, that's what we're starting to see with the Texans. So it's kind of like a free-for-all, if that makes sense with them. Let's go to Ann in Missouri. Ann, hello.
Good morning. I say 26-18.
Who?
Indy.
Indy! All right, good luck, Ann.
Bye.
Travis in Kentucky. Hello, Travis.
Hey, Ann, I'm going to go with the Colts 42-35.
Ooh, 42-35, a high-flying game. I like it. Thanks, Travis.
Yep, thank you.
So that means the opposite of the defense thing. Let's go to Dave. I'm the master of the obvious. Let's go to Dave in Missouri. Hey, Dave.
Yeah, I'm taking Indy 20-9. They both beat my Chiefs.
There you go. It's 20-9. Although, thanks, Dave, if you're a Chiefs fan, you have to feel a lot better about the Chiefs this season than last season at this stage of the game. You know, it's kind of like Cowboy fans, I think, they're just stunned. They're shocked. They can't believe that the Cowboys are 1-5. It's nothing but negativity and pessimism, and this is a team that woulda, shoulda, coulda. You hear this all the time, and I think that the Chiefs certainly felt that the last time around. Matt, lots of calls. A lot of people
lots of
in
calls
on this
here, but I'm more interested in whether or not you ever heard back from the Chiefs after your trouncing of them last year and saying that they would be horrible, which was accurate. But wasn't it another radio station? The hosts were mildly upset with you, to say the least.
Yeah, I'll tell the story quickly. I was at the radio station, the Chiefs radio station. Somebody who did a show there, they asked me if I would come on the morning show because I had covered the Chiefs coach before when I was flying with the Cowboys, and Todd it was. And so I said, sure, I'll come in and I'll talk about what I saw with him and, you know, the seasons and whatever and what I think is going to happen with the Chiefs, they asked me. And I said I thought the Chiefs were going to be terrible. I thought they were going to have a hard time. And I guess everybody else that came on just had glowing things to say, how great they were, talked about how this was going to be the year of the offense. This was last year. And then they were so awful. No, I never got an apology for that because I got a scathing letter from the Chiefs saying that I was the only person who trashed them on the air. Oh, well. Good luck with Nail the Score. I hope someone does it.
What, are you kidding me?
Idiot! It's simple!
You will respect my authority!